City of Spokane voters are being asked to approve two funding plans on the November ballot, one for county parks and one for street projects. They will not result in a tax increase, a fact widely advertised, but will extend the lifespan of existing taxes. The park bond proposition would fund the Riverfront Park Master Plan, a $64 million project aimed at renovating the park. The mayor and six of seven city council members have wholeheartedly thrown their support behind it, including City Council President Ben Stuckert.
I don't know if there's any other option we could put in front of the citizens that's a better deal.
City residents currently pay park bonds of 34 cents per $1,000 of assessed property value. Untouched, one of those bonds would expire next year, and the rest would expire in about 10 years. With the park's proposal, the 34-cent rate would stay the same, but the expiration date would stretch into 2035. Inside City Hall, Juliette Sinisterra is the project manager for the Riverfront Park Master Plan. She says the planning committee wants to cover and light the pavilion, reconstruct the carousel building, and move the ice rink to the outer edge of the park next to the Bloomsday Runners.
Probably the biggest idea that came out of the master plan is this idea of really trying to pull people to the center of the park. So we're really wanting to open up kind of the vistas, open up the promenades, open up the pathways, and really direct people much more clearly to the center of the park where the falls are and where the pavilion is.
Ben Stuckert says the bond is set at more than $60 million so it can pay for needed repairs before beginning new projects.
And quite frankly, I'm worried if this doesn't pass because, you know, underneath the ground, when Riverfront Park was built and we built Expo, structurally it was built as a one-summer world exposition. It wasn't built to be a long-term park, so there's millions of dollars of work that needs to be done underground, whether it's the water pipe, the sprinkler system.
If the measure passes, the master plan is still not final. There will be a public comment period on the Riverfront Park master plan, a request for proposals, and more discussion in City Hall. The other proposition in front of City of Spokane voters is a street levy. Like with parks, taxpayers already pay a street levy that was adopted in 2004. The 57-cent property tax assessment is set to expire in 2020, but with passage of a new levy, it will stretch to 2035, and the money will be refinanced to pay for both old and new projects.
If the citizens turn down the street levy, we're looking at 16 more years of various levels of payment on the 2004 bond without a single project because we're out of money from the 2004 street bond. So this levy allows us to put huge amounts of dollars into our arterial network for the same tax rate they're paying now.
Stuckert calls it smart government. Again, the citizens would be involved in deciding exactly what projects the levy funds.
City Council 2 months ago passed a Citizens Transportation Committee. Working with the experts on, okay, what are the gradings of our streets? What do they recommend? But it's ultimately the citizens that are going to be making the decisions on that street bond.
There's no organized opposition to either the park bond or street levy. In the Spokane County Voters Guide, Spokane resident George McGrath wrote the arguments against both measures. He is concerned with imposing taxes on citizens. Councilmember Mike Fagan is also wary of the idea. He said in a July council meeting he wants taxpayers to know this won't be the only tax request in the next 4 years.
We're looking at least $250 to $300 million on cleaning up the river. We're looking at a $60 to $70 million effort for the Central City Line through the Spokane Transit Authority. We've got a $45 million county parks bond to look forward to.
He's one of few elected officials armed with arguments against the propositions. City Hall's regular staff aren't allowed to advocate for or against, but they are allowed to educate about the measures. In Spokane, I'm Paige Browning.